Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg, Dykstra Home Services, and Donna Sattler. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/homesweethomechicago.
Good morning, Chicago. Welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago Radio Show. Last show of the year. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to everybody. New Year's is right around the corner, and we're here to help you navigate through every single real estate challenge that you might have. In studio, Donna Sattler, Remax at Home, Tony DiStefano, not Pete DiStefano, my friend from the scrap iron and metal industry, Tony DiStefano from J.C. Licht, and Rich Dykstra Sr. from Dykstra Home Services. We start every show like we do every single weekend with Elmwood Buddy. How many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
Chicago. We're on a mission from God.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago. Here's David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. That's WGNDavid.com for all our contact information. And also to download podcasts of previous shows. If you're sitting around not having anything to do this holiday season, there's nothing more enjoyable way to spend the time than to downloading a podcast of this fine show and playing it with your family. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call and text line. Let's go around the horn. Donna Sattler, Remax at Home. You've been with us a very long period of time.
Yes.
Going back to the AM560 days.
Yes.
About 5-6 years ago. So
yes.
You've seen a lot.
I have.
Been a crazy market.
It's been a crazy ride this year.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of happy that I'm here on the last show of the year.
Because you made it?
Because I made it.
Because you're not in a box?
Exactly. That's one good reason.
It's the end of the year. It's my birthday yesterday. You know what my wish is every year? Have another birthday.
Yeah, exactly.
At this age, I just want to make it around, want to pass go and collect my
$200. That's right. That's right.
You're going to be talking about forecasts and predictions for next year.
Yeah, I'm going to, you know, talk about what the experts are saying, what I'm feeling, what the general pulse in the market is, and kind of reviewing last year and talking about some families we helped during the course of the year. So it should be an exciting conversation.
That's coming
for
up.
For me, at least.
Well, yeah. Well, hopefully for our listeners. That's coming up after the break. For listeners who want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you?
They can reach me at 847-651-3300, or they can log on to my website at donnasattler.com, or they can email me at donna@donnasattler.com.
All right, phone lines and text lines are the same number, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call and text line. Next to you today, sitting in the hot seat, is Tony DiStefano, not Pete DiStefano, Tony DiStefano. I promise not to make that mistake ever again, which means I will do it repeatedly. You're with J.C. Licht, and you guys sell Benjamin Moore paints. And how have you been since the last time you've been on? You were a hit the last time you were on.
Yeah, been good. No
phone
slowing
lines
down.
Blowing up, people with paint questions. And
people
everything.
Love to paint.
And I was going through my house that I'm building, and over in the corner, Rich, I see this 5-gallon jug of Benjamin Moore paint. So I'm like, oh, let's go over and take a picture. I look at the top. J.C. Licht.
There you go.
So I took a picture. I sent it to Tony. And then I walked even closer. I took a picture of the top. And I sent that to Tony. I'm like, hey, is my builder using crap or am I getting the good stuff? And your response to me was?
Yeah, you're not getting hosed.
I got
the premium stuff. You got the good stuff.
There you go.
You got the premium stuff.
Yep.
As if I know any better. I got the premium stuff. So JC Licks got over 40 locations right now?
We do, yeah, 41. Coming up on 42, actually, in the new year.
And you have, and I was not aware of this until I sent you that picture.
Mm-hmm.
You have certified painters that you guys work with.
Yeah.
All over the Chicagoland area.
Correct, yeah.
So if our listeners need a paint job to be performed,
yep,
you can hook them up with a qualified painter within the area that uses your quality paints.
Like absolutely.
Like the builder of my home is doing.
Yes. Go to your local JC Licks store, talk to the guys in there. They have plenty of people that are credible and reputable, and they can get you in touch with them.
And they all use your paint. You're all certified.
They do.
Okay.
Great Benjamin Moore paint, for sure.
And if our listeners want to reach out to you with a specific paint question, what's the best number to reach you?
To get to me, 630-877-7009, or go to jclick.com. Stop into your local store.
All right. You're going to be talking. And what's your topic later on in the show?
We're just going to talk some colors. We're going to talk some basic paint 101 as okay. well.
Oh, I'd like to talk colors.
Yep. It's hot. Oh, Benjamin great. Moore has their 2021 color that just came out.
Donna wants to talk colors.
I do.
That's okay.
Hey, tell who's ever on the after. We're taking an hour of their show because Donna will just be rolling.
That's it.
It's you, dude. Chartreuse. 312-981-7200. 312. Is that even a color? Chartreuse?
Chartreuse.
Yeah,
yes.
Well, I like chartreuse. It's a lot darker than chartreuse.
It's a new living
same
room
color family.
Yeah, 312-981-7200. It's an off branch. It's an off branch of the chartreuse. The Chartreuse. We just make words up here at Home Sweet Home Chicago. 312-981-7200. Megapro is calling, texting. Merry Christmas to you, Rich Dykstra.
Same to you, David.
A lot of our listeners were calling you on Christmas because they were not socially distancing and they had their families over.
And they had no heat.
And they had no heat. Because you've been saying for the past 7 months, winter's coming. Look, right? Kind of like.
Exactly.
King of Thrones. What the
Game
heck?
Of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. Love that. Love that miniseries. Winter is coming. Winter is coming. Well, boom. Winter's here.
Right.
Okay. 2 days ago, 3 days ago, we're walking around in windbreakers and shorts, and now it's minus zero with the wind chill, and things don't work as they normally work when it's really cold out.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
And if our listeners want to reach out to you, what's the best number to reach out to you?
1-800-421-3220.
312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break here. Come back with Donna's prediction. We have Carl in Naperville has some brick issues. We're going to try to get MegaPro's Jeremy. He was supposed to be in here, but he came down with a little something and wanted to play it safe and not... come in and spread his germs around here. So we want to thank Jeremy. We're going to give him a call to help answer Carl's question about his brick challenges. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call and text line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, that's MegaPro's call and text line. We are trying to get MegaPro's Jeremy on the phone because we have a caller calling in about bricks, and we have another texter texting in about tiles, and I know nothing about either topic, so I'm steering clear. So hang tight, Nate, and our Carl in Naperville, and hang tight, 630. We will try to get somebody online here, MegaPro's Jeremy. MegaPro's Joe is on sabbatical, and we have the next best thing. It's Mayor MegaPro's Jeremy. Donna?
Yes.
2020, hell of a year. Started out gangbusters, January, February, hot.
Mm-hmm.
First 2 weeks, March, hot.
Mm-hmm.
Third week hits, we all think we're going to die.
Actually, I continued to see robust activity.
Okay, the general public thought we were all going to die.
Yes.
You kept busy. Actually,
yes.
The entire real estate market kept busy.
Yes, it did.
Rates shot up for about 2-3 weeks because nobody knew what was going on with the banking industry, with the forbearances. Everything was on hold. So what does the banking industry do to protect itself? It takes the 30-year fix from 3.25, where it was at the time, all the way up to 5. In about a 5-day period of time.
It was kind of crazy during that period, too, because I'm like, what's going on?
Well, nobody knew what was going on.
Nobody knew what was going
right.
on, and therefore they covered their...
They covered their tuchuses by increasing the rates to stop the flow.
Yeah.
Which, I get it, right?
I get it.
But then the Fed came out and said, here's how we're going to do things, and the guys and gals down at the you know, at the Federal Reserve and Fannie Freddie figured it out, and they said, here are the rules to the banking industry. And then the banking industry calmed itself down and came back out and said, okay, we're going to start lending. And then your 5% rates came, started dropping 4, 3, boom, yeah, boom, boom, and they haven't stopped dropping.
And it's just, it's unbelievable now with how these interest rates are. I mean, it offers, you know, great opportunity for buyers in terms of a low interest rate, but it does present a challenge in that, the, you know, these low interest rates and the increased activity is putting upward pressure on pricing.
It's horrible.
Yeah,
it's so horrible.
It's kind of a...
That tongue-in-cheek, it's not horrible. It's an actively balanced market.
Yeah.
Because you had our listeners that were in their homes that took a shot in 07, 08, 09.
Oh, did we ever.
That are now back to where they were in 07, 08, 09. And they've been hanging on for the past 10 years waiting for that value to get up.
Mm-hmm.
And others of our listeners didn't go anywhere this year because they were locked in.
Right.
Those that had still have the capital. We still have a ton of our listeners that don't know where their next meal is going to come from. So I don't want to make light of that. It's a crazy market.
It's just it's almost incomprehensible how you're seeing all ends of the spectrum here, and it's frightening yet it's exciting
at the same time.
At the same time, it's just one of those weird years.
And with the low rates, okay, mm-hmm. so let's just go back through this. March happened. April, okay, it was like a 6 week, you know, foggy period.
Right.
Right. I remember coming down, leaving my house in Northbrook, making it down to GN in about 22 minutes. There was nobody on the road.
It was unbelievable.
The Edens was like the Autobahn.
Yeah.
Okay. If you weren't doing 80, okay, forget about it.
Oh, you were poking if you were doing 80.
Right. Yeah. You're getting flashed in the right lane. I'm doing 80 in the right lane.
Get out of the right lane.
Right. I'm on the side of the road.
I mean, the left lane.
It's just... It was crazy,
yeah.
But real estate kept going.
Yeah,
right. The virtual tour started coming. Everybody started wearing their booties and started wearing their gloves and their face masks.
Well, we had to react quickly, and now that we're 10 months into this, you know, we've figured out how to do it and keep people safe, both sellers and buyers, in this process. We've had 10 months to get it together, and we've gotten it together. You've got virtual tours. You've got, you know, protecting yourself when you're going in, a limited amount of the people that are going in. So we've made a lot of changes in that respect to kind of to go with the flow, if you will.
And I think the freak out that happened with the market, agree or disagree with this, that was there in March and April because we didn't know what we were dealing with. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I literally came in here with a hazmat suit, right? The GN locked everybody out. They're like, listen, you want to come down? Come down. There's no guests. Everybody's calling. And I'm like, all right, well, work around it. And we figured it out. And then they started opening it up. What happened was there was such a demand for housing because people were tired of being stuck in their condos downtown. Yeah. They wanted to get out. And then the sellers were seeing these ridiculous turn times of selling their homes. They're like, okay, we need to make adjustments. One of them was my wife. Okay, she's like, I don't want anybody in our house. I'm like, we got to sell our house. She's like, I don't want anybody in my house. I'm like, listen, market's hotter than hell right now. We're figuring this out. Clear out, and then, you know, sold it in 4 days.
Yeah.
So what happened was the market does crazy things. It's supply and demand. It's economics 101.
Indeed.
And when the sellers saw that push coming, right, that huge push coming, they started adapting to their COVID consciousness, if you will,
mm-hmm.
and started opening up their you know, what they're willing to live with,
mm-hmm.
and homes just started flying off the shelf, and they still are if you're under $500,000 right now.
Well, you know, and it's interesting too because, you know, sellers and buyers both faced challenges this past year, not only the COVID, but navigating multiple offers, virtual showings,
yeah,
virtual closings, wanting to move but afraid to do so. You know, from the buyer's perspective, we have low inventory, rising prices, again, multiple offers, situations, virtual closings, virtual showings, and COVID.
Right.
I mean, it was an interesting year to navigate, but we've done it. And you know, we're coming out of it okay. We had a great year in real estate, and that kind of segues into what I'm thinking is going to be happening in 2021.
It's funny that you said that. I was on a plane. I went to spring training this year. We boarded.
What are you training for?
Nothing. We boarded the plane, and as we're like literally crossing the threshold to get on the plane, mm-hmm. Major League Baseball canceled all spring training. So we're like, I go to Tarpley, the sales guy here. I'm like, hey, did you see this? He's like, yeah. I'm like, he's like, what are we going to do? He's like, I don't know. We're already on the plane. Let's go to, you know, let's go to Arizona. So we flew down. I didn't leave my hotel room. Forget about it, right? Everybody's out there doing this. We went for dinners. On the way back, I'm in the airport. I'm at the Phoenix airport in Arizona, mm-hmm. okay? I call my title company rep, Brett Newsom from Fidelity. I'm like, hey, they've got some crazy stuff going on here. Everything's shutting down. How are we going to close refinances and purchases at Fidelity? I'm like, what are you guys going to do? This is like the 15th of March. I'm like, what are you guys going to do? He's like, we're meeting all weekend. You know, we're going to come up with protocols. And mm-hmm. they did. And we're at the end of the year, and everything's made it. Okay, so the great thing about everything that we've experienced this year is that everybody's adapted one way or the other. Right. Schools, like it or not, you know, virtual teaching, virtual showings, a lot of home improvement. Your professionals are doing virtual tours of homes in order to quote estimates. You know, Joe's been on the show. Mm-hmm. You got some listeners that don't want anybody in their house.
Right.
And he's like, well, then go outside with your phone and show me what you got going. And
right.
here's a ballpark until we could come out there and set eyes on the physical property. You've had that
also. We've had that a lot with the duct cleaning.
Yeah.
You know, people didn't want us in the house, but they wanted the ducts cleaned. Impossible.
Impossible. Right. Exactly. I mean, you can drain.
You got to kind of weigh things out. What do you want? You want clean ducts or?
Right.
You want nobody in your house.
What are you predicting for this year?
Well, I'm predicting that, and it's not only me predicting, it's me predicting based on listening to many of the experts from the National Association of Realtors, economists, you know, different real estate mega websites, and everybody seems to be in the same camp of saying that we're gonna head into 2021 very, very strong.
Yeah.
Very strong. And because again, back to that whole supply and demand thing, there is much more demand than there is supply. That's going to tend to put some upward pressure on pricing, which is going to make it challenging for our buyers. And it's putting our sellers, they're in the driver's seat still. And they are, I feel they're going to remain in the driver's seat unless we see some way to increase inventory. We're seeing new home starts, which is, you know, building of new homes is picking up and ticking up.
That takes 6-9 months, though.
But that's going to take quite a while to,
sure.
you know, kind of offset the market. Right now, there's enormous opportunity for sellers to build and utilize equity.
All right, we got to take a break. Let's come back on the other side of the break to talk more about it. 312-981-7200. MegaPost call and text line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Remember, if you want to talk to David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. That's WGNDavid.com. For all of our contact information, we have Carl in Naperville, and we tracked down Joe Hogle. How you doing, MegaPros, Joe?
Yeah, I'm good, Dave. How about you?
I'm doing great. We got Carl in Naperville. He's got some brick question. Hey, Carl.
Morning.
You got MegaPros Joe on the line, buddy.
Morning. Let me preface this with, apparently at 12:30 this morning, we had a major accident in front of the house. We just learned about it while I was waiting for you folks.
Oh.
Apparently a drunk driver may have collided with a tree in front of our house in the parkway.
Okay.
Missed my car and truck and hit the trailer housing a one of these support floatable ice machines.
Okay.
Pushed it into the neighbor's garage, and so we didn't know about it. I thought maybe the doorbell rang last night, but I was sort of out of it sleeping.
Okay.
But anyway, just got that news while waiting for you folks.
All right. So now you know why your bricks might be a couple of and have a couple of loose bricks, right?
No, this is not a brick situation. This is totally separate.
The
brick situation is in Chicago. A friend of mine has a coach house, and the water got from the gutter in behind the wall and pushed the brick out in the middle of a wall. I understand the wall's about 30 feet long, but a portion of that wall has to come down. the frost, the freezing of the water in behind the wall pushed the brick out. And these older homes, they didn't have brick ties to hold the brick to the wall, so it's understandable that it would push out. He's been looking for somebody to redo this, but has had trouble getting people to respond. I guess I don't know why.
All right, Carl?
Yes.
Probably because a lot of the bricklayers just go to sleep in the winter a little bit. All right, there is problems with it freezing, of course, but we can tarp it, tent it, and heat it while we replace that wall. It sounds like it's something that has to be done rather quickly.
Well, it's not in an unsafe condition now. And he started in late summer or fall to try to find somebody to do this. So it's not reasonable to think that it has to be done now. But we're looking for contacts of people that would be interested in redoing this.
I got it.
He has indicated that he can possibly take the brick down, but his skill and my skill are not enough to relay the brick in a timely manner.
All right, hang on, Carl. Joe?
Yes, we do have a bricklaying pro, and he is in Chicago. We'd be glad to help you out.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to get Carl's, Joe's...
Wait a second, Dave.
Yep.
Carl, is your house okay?
Carl? My house? Yeah, is your house okay?
Oh, yeah.
Well, the guy,
my neighbors, they pushed this trailer into my neighbor's garage. He's, I guess, right now, trying to get the garage door where he can open his garage door. I'll go over there as soon as I finish with you guys.
Yeah, happy holidays. All right, so if he needs help with that garage door, we got Will Santiago at the Garage Door Group, 847-998-5555, if you need that help, Carl. And Joe, real quick, we got another a texter here. Good morning, Dave. I'm having a problem with my master bedroom. 17 years ago, we had it remodeled. We had a slider window in the bathtub area replaced with glass block window, Joe. A few years after the project was completed, the four tiles at the corners cracked. Now about half a dozen tiles at the bathroom of the window nearest the shower head are coming away from the wall. We're wondering what's going on. So, same thing with the glass brick. It was probably your brick guy, huh?
No, he's talking about the tiles coming up, I think, Dave. That would be an underlayment or an adhesive problem.
Oh, I thought it said something. 17 years ago, we had it remodeled. We had a slider window in the bathtub area replaced with glass brick window. A few years after the project was completed, the four tiles at the corners cracked. Now about half a dozen. Oh, so it's a tile challenge. Sorry. I don't know where the glass brick comes in.
No, that's why you do mortgages.
I do it pretty well. I stay away from tile.
You do. You're very, very good at that. As far as the remodeling.
Is this an easy fix? You see this a lot?
It probably is either an underlayment problem or a adhesive problem, meaning it wasn't installed right. To blame it on the glass block, it seems like that would be far away. But no problem. Maybe if they send in a picture, we can help them that way.
All right. That's great. So 630.
Have somebody come out.
All right. 630. Send in a picture at the MegaPros call and text line 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. What's that, Joe?
And show how far away the window is from where his problem is.
Yeah, so take an overall picture from where the glass blocks are to where the tiles are, and then a close-up of each one so Joe and his team could get a better picture of what is going on. And we're going to hook you up with Carl as well, Joe, and one of your MegaPros reps will be able to reach out to Carl in Naperville and get him rolling. Okay, buddy?
All right, you guys sound great.
All right, bud, you have a great holiday, and we'll talk to you soon.
You too.
All right, man. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Don, let's talk about the what we finished up at the end there with the prediction of what's going on. I think low interest rates are going to have a major impact to what's happening.
Of course,
it's going to drive it because I did a little
study for somebody, you know, on another radio station. They want to know what did the low interest rates now as compared to last year, and what is it extra buying power? Mm-hmm. The lower interest rates, basically, you could finance on a $250,000 home $27,000 more.
Yes.
And have the same payment.
Yes.
As you would. So it gives the buyers a lot bigger buying power. Yes, they're going to have to probably pay up because there's a lot of competition.
Right.
But the lower interest rates.
It kind of offsets it.
Right.
So
it offsets paying a little more and financing more with the lower rates.
Yeah. And it depends on if you're an upward buyer or if you're downsizing. So there's a lot of different variables going on here. And it's, where are you predicting interest rates?
There's no way that they could increase interest rates anytime within the next 2 years.
I have to be in agreement with you.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I lived through I remember in 07, we had clear to closes and we would set up closings for our borrowers. On like a Monday, and then they would go to close on Thursday, and the bank would go out of business on Wednesday. Okay, I mean,
those were the days, weren't they?
They're gone. Okay, you know, we had refinances close on primary residences on Monday, and it would fund on Thursday. Bank would be out of business on Wednesday, and everybody's like, "Well, what's going on?" I'm like, "What the hell you want me to do? The bank's gone. It's like completely gone."
That was the Wild West back then.
They had the implode meters. Like every day, there'd be another bank that would go on this meter. Yeah. So what do I think? Experiencing 07, 08, 09, 10, and 11, with how slow it took to come back the economy from the banking implosion, and I see what's happening now with food lines and industries completely wiped out. Okay, you've got restaurant industries. They're talking about 20 to 25% of the restaurants being wiped out. And then you've got all the entertainers and you've got all that service industry. Those jobs are not going to come back anytime soon. And when they do come back, they're going to crawl before they walk, before they run. And it's going to take years. And the quickest way to get money into the economy, two ways. The Federal Reserve drops checks into our listeners' bank accounts, you know, because they have all your information. You know, with the stimulus, if it is going to happen, not going to happen, who knows what those knuckleheads are watching are going to do. And then the second quickest way is keep rates low.
Yes.
So our listeners can refinance the debt that they have if they have a home or buy new products at lower interest rates like car loans. Mm-hmm. So they go out and start buying consumers' goods. Because what do we do as Americans better than anybody in the world?
Buy things on credit.
Buy things with money that we do not have.
Yeah.
Okay. And we are great at that. And when you have confidence that you're going to have a job, you spend even more money that you don't have because you're going to be able to pay it back.
Yeah.
And I'm not making light of that. It's just a fact.
Right.
And so I think we're in for a sprint for the next 24 to 36 months because I do not see rates going anywhere. Because I don't think they can.
Yeah.
And Fed Chair Powell has already said rates aren't going anywhere. He's keeping the short-term rates low. And he's going to continue to buy, you know, mortgage-backed securities. And we'll talk more about that later in the show.
Yeah.
You know, because some listeners, oh, that's horrible and we shouldn't be doing that and we should just let the market have the market. Okay, well, that's great.
And everybody has an opinion. But, you know, we actually live this, so I think we're a little bit...
We've got empirical data from 07-08. And real quick before we hit a break, 312 says, did the downtown riots push people out of the downtown living area?
My area of expertise is not the limits of Chicago, so I'm probably not the person to ask. What I'm seeing is that the answer to that is probably yes.
Absolutely yes.
But I, again, that's not my area of expertise. Well, I don't work the downtown market.
I'll take you to the other side of this floor, and we'll look out at the Aqua, okay, which is a condo rental building. I will show you complete floors, completely empty, that were full in April, in January, February, March, and they're completely empty.
I know. I just did read an article that said that if you want to live downtown right now, you can get great deals on rent.
The landlords are bending over backwards to make you stay.
Yeah.
Or giving you incentives to come downtown. And the downtown market will come back.
It will come back.
Right.
We know that. But now is a great opportunity to get in if you want. If you're value conscious.
312-981-7200. Dykstra, you're up next. Because it's cold as blazes outside.
Yes, it is.
And I can't feel my toes still. And I walked from across the river. And I'm a lightweight. 312, I'm a heavyweight, but I'm a lightweight. 312-981-7200. Try to work that in your head. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call and text line. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Ooh.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Before we push it over to Rich Dykstra Sr. from Dykstra Home Services, Donnie, you want to wrap up your thoughts?
Yeah, I just want to kind of wrap up my thoughts a little bit. We kind of talked about prices and availability. Demand is high. Inventory is low, which is putting upward pressure on pricing. So we're going to see, going into 2021, we're going to see the market pretty much the same as it is now, even more ramped up. The first year, I talked about this the last time I was on the air, is election results. And historically, the first year of a new administration is the best for real estate. And I think that's coming into play. So let's put that on top of the prices and availability. We've also got a vaccine coming out. I think people are going to feel a little bit more confident in the economy and feel perhaps more compelled to buy or sell real estate. And then finally, I think that with remote working becoming the norm, people are not having to live where they work. They can actually move to an area where they have more space, where it's more affordable, where it has more of what they want, which I think is going to also fuel the whole buying and selling process. So to summarize, I would have to say that we're looking for a very, very strong year coming up in 2021, and I am here to help you navigate your way through what is kind of unprecedented lately. So
yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You want to read that email that you got from the Home Sweet Home Chicago listener who's having some medical challenges but just had their 30-year-old furnace drop dead on them?
Where are you here?
You want me to paraphrase it for you?
Sure, go ahead.
So, there you go.
Okay, needs a new furnace. Hers is 30 years old and has a gas leak. Husband has stage 4 cancer and needs a furnace ASAP. Heard about us on Home Sweet Home Chicago.
There you go. And that's what it's all about, right? And you know, you talk about it all the time. Preventative, preventative, preventative maintenance. Preventative, preventative, preventative maintenance. If you did a check and clean, right, for whatever it is, $69.99, I forgot what it is, $89, you would have been inspecting that 30-year-old unit and probably would have identified a weakness within the system that needed correcting. So
Gas leak.
And the gas leak. Well, it might not have been there, but you could have saw signs that, hey, this is a 30-year-old furnace. You know, you see 30-year-old furnaces, unfortunately, all the time.
Yes,
and
we
this
do.
Is what's going to happen, especially when your husband is battling stage 4 cancer, which is a whole nother set of variables that you shouldn't be worrying about a 30-year-old furnace. You should be worrying about taking care of your spouse.
Exactly.
So exactly. I'm glad we're here to be able to offer those services. But you get to talk about those calls. You get those calls all the time that our listeners wait. And listen, I'm guilty. I'm a procrastinator, right? As much as I don't want to be, you know, certain things I procrastinate. But on home maintenance issues, you can't procrastinate because it will come back and bite you right in the arse. Especially, you know, when it bites you hardest, when it's 20 below out.
You want to replace it when you want to replace it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Plan
ahead.
Yeah.
For an $89 clean and check, you could have probably identified the potential challenges instead of calling up right now when it's 10 degrees outside and we're going to get some snow, slush, mix, whatever it is. I mean, we're in the heart of winter. Let's face it. Chicago!
We had three families yesterday on Christmas Day where the furnaces obviously had not been taken care of. They're down completely.
Jeez.
We had to run heaters out to their house. We're putting new furnaces in today.
Oh, boy.
And like one of the guys says, I got three little kids. I need heat. You should have planned it. Should have planned on it.
Yeah.
And that's what
then
we're
they
seeing
try and make
day
it your
after
fault.
Day. Yeah. That's what we see day after day, where they just, they're shot.
Yeah.
Well, here we have a texter that that has a comment. I can't say the word, but it starts with B and ends in T. Some of those guys will break the furnace when you call them. Would you care to comment on that, Mr.
And again, I've talked about that as well.
Right.
When you get somebody that comes in for a $39 clean and check, absolutely. That's what they're there for, to sell a new piece of equipment.
How long have you been in business?
It'll be 95 years in a couple days.
Wow.
How many, and Mazel Tov, by the way, and how many furnaces has Dykstra Home Services gone down and look at and on purpose broken so and damaged?
Zero.
Okay. Zero. There you go. Listen, we all have it. Okay, yep. Every single industry has it. You have it in the heating and air conditioning. Donna's got scumbag realtors. Tony's got scumbag painters out there that you know that'll say they're using the good stuff and have the tag from the good paint and then pop the lid off and use the stuff that's $7 cheaper a gallon. I've got people in the mortgage industry. Oh yeah, I'll get you down to 2 1/8. Yeah, you're going to pay $20,000 in closing costs. That's what it's all about. That's why we set this show up, to educate our listeners to the pitfalls, to stay away. Don't step on that hole that's covered by the carpet because you don't know when you're going to land and what you're going to land on. That's what it's all about. And that's what I hope that, you know, I'm glad that our listener, I'm sorry that her husband is battling the challenges with cancer. I hate cancer. Yeah. It took my mom. I hate it. It's one of the worst, you know, diseases we have. I hate it with a passion. But our listeners should be taking care of their loved ones and not worrying about a gas leak, which could, a gas leak, what type of damage could a gas leak do?
You saw it on the news in Indiana. The house blew up.
Yeah. Right.
Blew up. The little kid buried in it.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Oh, gosh.
Terrible.
All right, we're going to talk more about that coming out of the break. Tony, I promise we're going to be talking about paint. Tony's like, I want to talk about colors. 312-981. Donna's like, chartreuse.
No, I want to talk about gray.
All right, gray. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call and text line. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg, Dykstra Home Services, and Donna Sattler. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Remember, if you want to talk to David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56David.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Breaking news. Whole Foods, by the way, 30% off, Donna. They got some breaking news.
Oh.
I just got an email from Whole Foods. 30% off of your favorite caviar.
30%, I don't like caviar.
Well, now you will. It's 30% off.
It's a bunch that goes with it, though.
All shrimp and all caviar. Yeah, so there you go.
Shrimp, ooh, shrimp. Okay.
Yeah.
Shrimp, I like.
Large avocados, 3 for $5. Just, Whole Foods just sends me an email. I thought I'd throw
helping
that out there.
Helping us again, David.
Just helping all the listeners. Yeah. I'm a giver. 312-981-7200. Jim out in Orland, you got a question for Rich Dykstra Sr.
Yes, I do. Thank you for taking my call. I'm wondering about the different ratings on the MERV, on the air filters for our gas furnace. I currently use a 7 MERV rating filter. How high can I go or increase the MERV rating before it starts having an effect on the draft of the furnace drawing in air?
It depends what type of motor you have in that furnace. The newer furnaces have a variable speed motor.
That's what I have.
It's a variable speed. You can go probably up to 16.
That high?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
We usually install 13.
The less restrictive the air comes through.
Right. You don't want to go with a if you're talking a 1-inch filter.
Right.
You don't want to go real high on that because they plug up so quick.
Correct.
If it's a 4-inch filter, you can go a little bit higher because there's more surface area on the filter.
Okay.
And will allow more air to go through.
Well, I use this 1-inch filter.
Okay.
And it's an 80,000 BTU furnace. It's about 6 years old.
Okay. Yeah, it's probably not. You might have a multi-speed motor.
Mm-hmm.
Not a variable speed motor.
Oh, okay.
There's two different kinds, and the variable speed will compensate for restricted air to a point, and then it'll still shut down on limit. So you have to be careful with that.
Mm. So your recommendation, I can go up to at least 11?
Yes, you won't have a problem there.
That would present no problem?
No, should not.
Okay.
Should not.
I guess I'm looking to get rid of more of the mold and pollen in the air.
That will do nothing for mold and pollen.
Oh, it won't?
No,
well,
the only way you can do that is with an electronic air purifier.
You sell those?
Yes, we do. Carrier has a high-end filter that will catch 98% of your contaminants.
And but it kills the viruses. But then you have to reconfigure your furnace to accept something like that.
Pardon me?
You would have to reconfigure the furnace to accept the electronic filter?
Just the cold air return. It's not that big of a deal.
It's not?
No. No, it's not that big. If you'd like, give us a call. We'll send somebody out to take a look at it for you.
Is that a do-it-yourself project?
It is not a do-it-yourself project.
No, I wouldn't think it would be, yeah. Sounds a little more involved.
You think I could do it?
Absolutely.
As for right now, the MERS level would be sufficient, though.
Yeah, that would be sufficient.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Hey, hang on, buddy. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. 312-981-7200. All of our WGN listeners can go to MrFloor.com, enter promo code WGN. For a reduced cost, a reduced opportunity to buy their wonderful products in their first purchase. 312-981-7200. What is MERS? I mean, what was he talking about?
That's what
about?
I was going to ask.
Yeah, yeah.
It's how they rate a MERV, M-E-R-V.
Okay.
That's a mechanical efficiency, I forget what it is.
Something,
yeah.
Okay.
You know, but it catches the higher you go, and you have to be careful. Like I said, with a one-inch filter, they plug up so fast. That it's not worth it. You're spending $15 to $20 a filter, where if you get the electronic, it'll last you months without.
And how long of a installation is that? If somebody's going to reconfigure their cold air return and put this type of cleaning mechanism in,
it only takes about 3 to 4 hours.
That's it. And what type of investment is Jim in Orland Park looking at?
The highest end one will run you about $1,800 installed.
But if somebody's having mold and pollen challenges, they're obviously having some type of medical challenge to go with it.
Right.
Because breathing in that stuff can't be. I'm no doctor.
No.
Don't play one on TV. And I'm not a heating and air conditioning guy. Could you just shut that down?
Yeah.
It's probably a good idea to upgrade a system like that.
Right. And it's like with Carrier's filter, it captures it and kills the bacteria. So it's the only one that, to my knowledge, that does that.
And kills
perfect. Bacteria.
So. How important is that on a resale of a home?
Well, if somebody is having breathing issues, it's very important. Some people don't care, but a lot of people do.
How many of your clients breathe?
All of them breathe.
Okay.
Some of them have difficulty breathing, but...
Sorry, couldn't help myself. It's too easy. 312-981-7200. Tony, sorry.
Hey, I have a follow-up question for Rich on that. Now, I'm thinking in my own head, like if you have these denser, do these MERV filters, the higher the number, the denser the filter? Is that what it is?
Right.
So would that put extra effort on the motor?
It does. It does when they get really dirty.
When they get clogged.
Right, when they get clogged.
So you could maybe avoid that by changing it more often, but they're an expensive filter.
On the one inch filters, yes.
And okay.
There's a 4 inch filter that's pleated. They're pleated, so you get 4 inches in, 4 inches out, 4 inches in.
Right.
And that catches a lot, gives you a lot more surface area.
Okay.
And it won't plug up. They last as long as they'll go to a year.
But you have to have a wider slot for the filter, right?
4 inch.
Okay.
4 inch. Yeah. We still have to reconfigure.
Yeah. Okay.
Look at Donna Sather throwing down the HVAC questions.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, she's been trained, professionally trained, realtor over there. I have no idea what she's talking about. Yeah, 4 inch slot. I'm like, yeah, it sounds really good. 312-981.
I changed my filters on my furnace.
Obviously, you do. I don't even know where mine is. 312-981. I got to watch the Dykstra videos.
Yes.
312-981-7200. I got a quick question here from Joanne in Rolling Meadows. Joanne, how are you?
Yeah, just a moment. Alexa, stop.
Yeah, Alexa, stop.
No, I have a commercial building, 2,350 square feet, been on the market this year. And I was wondering, what do you think the outlook for commercial is going to be? It has full basement, too.
Donna?
What type of commercial property that has a full basement?
It's commercial, single standing building,
okay.
Full basement, and it has, it's zone B2.
Okay. Commercial outlook is not particularly good right now.
We were just talking about that.
Yeah, with a lot of businesses going out of business, your office buildings, you've got a tremendously high vacancy rate, and commercial is struggling.
Yeah,
commercial is struggling.
Well, Tony was just talking about how the painters it's drying up, right? The work for the commercial painters in the commercial
downtown,
space.
Yeah, like tenant improvement space is getting pretty aggressive out there between the painters, and everybody's just going after the same bone at this point.
Yeah.
312-981-7200. We're going to squeeze in one more before the break. Mark, you got a question for Rich Dykstra Sr. Mark.
I have a question.
Yes.
Am I on the air?
You're on the air.
You're on the air.
Welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Oh, what do you guys know about the self-cleaning crappers?
What type of crapper are you talking about?
Not a crapper, crapper.
Self-cleaning?
Toilet?
Yeah.
Donna?
We're talking about furnaces, not toilets.
No, toilets. I've seen them at the big box stores.
Okay.
All right.
I don't have one, so I don't know.
It's a hard left turn.
Well, David should start selling them and give a free dozen crepa when somebody buys a crapper.
Okay, that's great. Okay, somebody's been drinking
leftover from yesterday.
Hitting the leftover eggnog. Yeah, it's 5 o'clock someplace. 312-9. Happy holidays to you there, buddy. All right, that took a little turn. We're going to take a quick break here. We'll see if we come back after the break, or maybe Dean Richards will be in hosting the show. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Home Sweet Home Chicago at AM 720 WGN.
You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. I want to thank Kevin McDonough for calling in about that.
Self-cleaning crapper.
Yeah, self-cleaning crapper. Thanks for calling in, Kev. It's always good that you listen to the show and that you're sitting around with your family talking about that in this holiday time.
Yeah.
Yeah, sales representative here. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. 7200. I brought his brothers to a Hawks game back when we could go to Hawks games up in the suite. And I think I put the United Center macaroni and cheese on the map because I talk about it all the time here. It's the most delicious. It comes with a heart paddle, okay, because it's literally you're scooping it out. And you can just feel your heart constricting before it even goes into your – as it's going on your plate, your heart's going, please don't do this to me. And you're like, shut up. It's coming right down at you. And then I bring Kevin and his three brothers in there, right? And all they're doing is like essentially with the spoon that scoops it out of people's plate, they're shoving it in their mouth. And it's getting all over the place.
Ew.
Bunch of slops, okay?
It's no wonder they need a self-cleaning toilet.
Well, that explains it. That's when it goes back to the self-cleaning toilet. 312-981-7200. Two quick text messages for you, Mr. Dykstra, before we start talking paint, because I think Tony over there is falling asleep. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro call and text line. It's Wild McLean, which is based out of Michigan City, Indiana. We were talking about that back in my scrap days. Yep. I would supply them with 2-foot rail to melt down to make boilers. A recommended boiler and is Wild McLean a recommended boiler and air handler? Number one.
Okay.
Yes or no?
Wild McLean boilers. I love Wild McLean boilers.
Okay. What's an air handler?
Air handler is for air conditioning. Mm-hmm. It has the evaporator coil in it.
Okay.
So you need two separate systems. So Wild McLean does not make an air handler unless it's a coil for hot water heat.
Does $14,000 for both, is that a good ballpark? This texter would like to know.
Depends on how big your house is. You know, it's close to what it should be. It sounds a little low. Sounds a little low, actually.
Okay. And we were talking about to Donna about selling her a $75,000 unit. And
she wants to pay $50,000. So
So we'll hook her up. We'll sell her one for $70,000 and give her a discount.
I'll give her 10% off.
Yeah. Hey, Donna's like, yeah, it sounds great. Well, 312.
I don't need a boiler.
Who does? That's the best time to buy a boiler when you don't need it.
Well, that's what we were talking about. Is it better to have a boiler and a air conditioning system added on, or the gas forced air?
It depends how your house is laid out.
Yeah.
Like if you're building a new house, I'd go with geothermal.
That's what we did.
Like David.
Really?
Yeah.
Really, I got the geothermal, baby.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's exciting.
Oh, super exciting. I'm waiting for the tax credit to help offset the cost of it.
But
They said it's just going to cost me $100 to run a fan.
Yeah.
All I know is that I'm going to have icicles forming off of my bedroom ceiling in the summertime. And, you know, it's going to be like 90 degrees in the wintertime.
There you go.
Yeah, because you just turn
the... For free.
Yeah, you just turn it. It's like Freon or something. I don't know what's
going on.
It's water. Okay, it's water. Well, there. I bought the Freon model.
But what heats the water?
The ground.
To 90?
Geothermal, no. You have a backup.
Okay.
You know, but most of the heat is out of the ground because it's a constant temperature.
Right.
And I bring my own heat. 312-981-7200.
We're going to go there.
We're going to go to Pete in River Forest. Pete, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Great. You've got a crummy connection, so we're going to do our best. You have a question that says here about a 70-year-old boiler.
Yeah, I was wondering what your opinion is about the difference between like a high efficient boiler or a just a regular boiler. I have radiant heat in my house and about 3,500 square feet.
Okay. Rich? We always recommend to go to the highest efficiency boiler or furnace that you can afford. In our climate, you use the heat a lot more than you use the air conditioning. So we would have somebody come out and take a look at it, but we recommend high efficiency, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You do. Okay. Yep. Well, that's great. Thank you.
All right, hang tight, Pete. Hang tight, Pete. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor Cleaning product, 312-981-7200. Last one here for this segment. What is the appropriate humidity level from the 630 texter on the MegaPros Joe MegaPros text line, phone and text line, 312-981-7200. You can send pictures as well, appropriate pictures. 630, what is the appropriate humidity level? Humidity level, say that five times fast, Donna. Go. No, don't. Humidity level for a home with hardwood floors. And what's the life of a April Air furnace humidifiers? Mine are 24 years old. So there, ooh, you got a double question.
There you go. 35 to 40% is ideal. Anything more than that, you'll start, the windows will start sweating, and you don't want that. As far as the life of a humidifier, it'll keep running till it stops. The new ones are a lot easier to change the pads on. I suspect the ones that you have are the old April Air 110 or 112s, which are the black ones. Very hard to service. And the new ones come, the Carrier, which is an April Air product, they come with a 10-year parts warranty. And if you need one, 1-800-421-3220, and we'll get you set up.
All right, and here's a follow-up question that to another text, I guess. 773 wanted to hear your complete answer on her question. I don't know what that means. Keep the boiler air handler or upgrade to forced air heat, Mr. Dykstra.
Okay, if you have a boiler, you're better off to upgrade the boiler. If you want air conditioning, then we take a look at it and see if it's worth pulling out the boiler and all the radiators and going to forced air, mm-hmm, which can be a very expensive ordeal.
All right, 312-981-7200. Rich Dykstra Jr. is, we found out, is on the way to the listener's home.
Yes, he is.
Whose husband has stage 4 cancer, and she has a gas leak and needs a new furnace.
Yes, he's on his way there now. I told him to call he can from the home.
All right, we're going to bring Rudy up. I know you're sitting there, paint boy. We're going to get to you, I promise. He's like, chartreuse, pink, and flamingos. Line one, Rudy in Willow Springs. How are you, Rudy?
Good morning, guys. Just wondered, actually, you're talking about geothermal. I'm going to do some new construction home out in the country in Colorado. What percentage more would I be looking at? I'm building like a 3,000-square-foot home as conventional heating and air system.
It's about five times more expensive.
Yes, it is.
It's about, really? I can tell you personally, it's about five times more expensive, but the federal tax break that I got wiped out about 40%, so it was only 60% more expensive, and I'm putting a pool into my house, so with heating everything, my payback's going to be about 5 years. Is what I calculated. So when you start figuring out, yes, it's a lot more expensive, but there's a huge federal tax break going on right now. I think it was like 40%.
Yeah,
and which you know, it cut off 40% of the price, and then with everything that I'm heating in the size house I'm building, to me, Rudy, it was worth the extra investment.
Worth it.
Yeah,
and 5 year turnaround. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
5 to 6. He said.
Okay.
You know, and I figured out, you know, with the amount of hot water and the pool stuff like that, it's definitely going to pay for itself. 5 to 7 years, right? You know, they always say 5, which means 5 to 7. It's still a huge pay, a quick payback.
And again, you want to factor in how long you plan on staying in the home.
Oh, they're burying me in the backyard.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Or they're going to burn me and sprinkle me in the backyard. Yeah.
All right. Here's one for you, David.
Yeah.
Looking to, wife has a home out in Colorado, got about $200,000 in equity, going to build a new place. So should, within probably 1 year before we're ready to move out there, hopefully have it ready by the time we get out there. Anyway, take the home equity loan, use that towards building the new home, and then finance the leftover, or sell the existing home and just take all the money out of it?
That's a great question. That's a great question. I'll answer after the break because I'm getting the stink eye from the traffic. I got to go to traffic. 312-981-7200. Hang tight there, Rudy and Willowbrook. We're going to talk about it on the other side. 312-981-7200. Yeah, we are going to talk paint. Tony's like, can we please talk about paint? 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. The whole rhythm section was purple gang.
Let's rock. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. We're going to finish up with Rudy, then talk paint with Tony. So, Rudy, what do you got going on? What do you own here in Chicago?
Condo. You refinanced it for me a couple years ago.
All right. What rate did we put you into it?
I think I'm still in the fours.
All right. That's way too high. We got to refinance it. How much do you owe?
$110.
110. What's it worth?
$160, $170.
$160, $170. Okay, and what do you want on Colorado right now?
$125 worth $350, probably. $350.
And you're going to knock that place down and build there, or are you going to do something else?
No. So I'm just going to sell that home, build it out in the country.
Okay, so you're going to need a construction loan?
Right.
And you're going to need some, and are you going to keep this place before you start building?
No,
you're going to sell this place.
Which place?
Colorado.
Colorado? That's why I was asking you. Should we? It's appreciating about 10-12% a year.
Sure.
Wife, it's rented out right now. It makes about $400 a month.
Okay, what rate do you have there?
I'd have to ask my wife. I believe she's in the threes.
Oh, yeah, so that's good.
I'd have to ask her.
All right. Well, here's the thing that you could do.
I'm looking to get out of here in 3 years, so I figured in 2 years, start building. I don't know if take a HELOC for, a couple hundred, and then at the end of when we're ready to get out there, sell that house out there.
Sure.
And then just get a small loan for the remainder of whatever it's going to cost us to build.
Correct. That's exactly what you should do, but it's going to be tough to find a home equity line of credit on a non-owner-occupied investment property condo, okay, in this market. You might find a lender out in Colorado, but a lot of lenders here are backing away from that. I'm just telling you what.
All right.
Okay,
in Colorado, it's a single family home.
Oh,
that's the one that's going to be used.
Okay, well then you might have a better option doing that. But I would definitely take out a HELOC as big as you could get in Colorado, and use that for the starter money on the build.
Okay,
does that make sense?
Yeah,
and we should definitely look at doing something here in Chicago to get you in Willow Springs, get you out of the forest. That's a little too high. That's very too high. Okay,
right.
That's what we'll do.
Right.
So that's it. So that's what I would do, buddy. Okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks. Hang on. We're going to send you some Mr. Floor cleaning product. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We were talking during the break, Tony, about how with our listeners staying at home and working from home,
mm-hmm.
right, things are being used a lot more.
Okay, yeah.
I told you the example. I'm living with my in-laws, and we're burning through salt pellets because I've got three girls, my wife and I, and it used to be just my mother-in-law and father-in-law, and they used to go through six bags every 6 months, and now we're burning through a bag a week,
right?
Okay, because everybody's taking showers, and it puts an unbelievable pressure on our home systems, the water system, the water purification, the air conditioning and the heating, the windows opening up doors and all that stuff. How does that impact paint?
People are banging up the walls more.
Right.
Things are getting dirtier quicker.
And they're getting tired.
They're looking at them more.
Yeah, and they got to see them and overly see them, and then they get nicked up some more and banged up some more. So, yeah, next thing you know, it's time to paint. Here we go.
Is it too cold to paint outside in this weather?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so where's the breaking point? I where's the Mendoza line, if you will?
So we run into this every year. Going into winter, it's actually a little bit better because things aren't frozen yet coming off of the summer and the fall. So you can get away with, painting right down to 35. And even if it dips below freezing, you can still get away with it the next day if it's in the 40s. Coming out of winter, depending on how bad the winter is, you kind of need to let things thaw out a little bit. So people out there, it's going to be 55 degrees or 60 degrees one day. And for the last 3 weeks, it's been in the 30s or in the 20s overnight. Not a good time to paint. You're dealing with moisture. You're dealing with all sorts of problems.
Now, we're talking only about outside.
Only outside paint, okay.
Yeah, you can paint inside.
All year round, obviously, yeah. control conditions. So, yeah, coming out of winter, be a little bit more hesitant about getting going on something because things need to thaw. There needs to be moisture released, and moisture and paint usually don't mix.
Mm-mm. And the one thing I hate doing more than anything,
mm-hmm.
I love picking out paint colors.
Yeah.
I hate painting. It's just, it personally, it you know, the setup, and that's why I offer, you know, I want to talk about the service that, you know, that you provide.
Yeah.
Right? Because you got a lot of listeners like myself that I've painted God knows how many rooms, okay? And they come out horrible.
Yeah.
Because I don't have the patience, you know, with the blue tape, and then I get the blue tape, and I think I got the blue tape right, and then I rip it off, and then I've got chunks of wall coming off because I did such a horrible job because I probably waited, you know, I paint and then I wait 2 weeks and then I go back and pull the paint, you know, the blue tape, which is probably not recommended.
No, it's, I mean, it's rated for 14 days, but you know, okay, when you get the heat in there, just rip it off as soon
as you can. So a month is probably not good. That's probably why I'm not such a good painter. But you offer the painting services out of the 40 stores that you have. And just dive deeper into that.
Yeah, kind of like what we were talking about earlier. Everybody was doing things virtually. We shifted to that route as well. People still needed help with their colors. And we did virtual in-home consultations as well. We also did in-home consultations. So you could go to your local J.C. Lick store and talk to the people about that. Or you could go to shopjclick.com and set up a color consultation. Or we actually took it a step further. We actually have a color hotline. So we have a colorist sitting there, and she'll answer all your questions, kind of get you over the hump, or you know, maybe you know, put you at ease with some of the colors you're choosing to get you moving in the right direction. So if you wanted to get in touch with our color hotline, just give a call to 630-868-7332.
All right, are you ready for the 4,000 questions from Donna right now?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm like, right. I'm chomping at the bit here because I'm excited about the color consultation because mm-hmm. here is, and I find that a lot of my clients, as well as myself, have trouble. Okay, they have a bathroom. The tile is one color, the floor is another color. What color other than white?
Mm-hmm.
Because here's what I wind up doing is I get so confused with the color and what's going to look good or what's not going to look good that I wind up going with white.
Sure. Yep.
And while white is nothing wrong with white, but, you know, looking to get a little more excitement.
Mm-hmm. How about red?
Well,
you ever think of red like my hair?
No, I don't often think of red, but because that's
definitely
a little
in
too
the pink family.
Bold.
Started out as red last Thursday.
It's pink now.
It's trending pink.
It's trending pink.
I know. I look
and
like
yellow.
I look like an overweight Oompa Loompa. But let's not talk about my hair. We raised 170 grand for the
Salvation Army. Yeah, that's a good thing.
So that's a good thing.
And hair grows.
Hair grows. Thank God.
Yeah.
So
but my next question is, and this is one that I'm very very curious about is. What's going on with the gray trend?
Mm-hmm.
Is it going away? Is it here to stay? What's going on with the gray? Well, I'm sick of the gray.
Sure. I understand completely. Grays have been popular for five years now. Yep. And they're still going that direction. I do see a lot of requests for gray still.
Or the grayish?
Yep. The grayish, the beigeous, grayish.
Yeah.
All of those are still very popular. But we do see a trend more towards muted down colors overall that accent some of those colors that are out there. But on the flip side to gray, whites are also very popular now. Mm-hmm. So we do see that in a lot, at least I do, in new construction submittals for colors.
Well, they go pretty bland in the new
They do. They go with everything. And then, but people mix in sort of these muted down colors. Mm-hmm. But again, if you're having trouble getting over the hump, give our J.C. Lick color hotline a call.
That's
and you'll
great.
Be able to, you know, walk you through something.
I'm going to be recommending that to my clients.
We're going to come back with more paint talk after these messages. 312-981-7200. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago and AM 720 WGN.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. That's the MegaPros call and text line. 630, Tony. I have a credenza in my dining room that has lived a very long life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It is stained wood. Is there any paint I can use on it to provide a light matte finish? Furniture enamel has too much sheen.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what that means.
Sure. I do. I know exactly what it means.
Well, what does it mean?
So, he's got probably a nice piece of furniture that was handmade, probably got all sorts of ornate details in it. But over time, it just gets tired looking, so he wants to give it a new look.
Okay.
He wants to go with a matte finish, something that's not too shiny, kind of has brings out color a little bit differently. But because it is a credenza, it does get a lot of use, I'm assuming, probably gets touched a lot. So real easy, could give it a facelift, just need to do some simple prep questions. We kind of went over it a month back, but for everybody, we'll just kind of recap. Got to clean it, get any dirt and grime off of it. Got to scuff it up to reduce that existing sheen on it right now. Kind of open up the lacquer or the sealer that's already on there, allowing for paint to stick to it. So you want to use our Benjamin Moore Sticks Primer, STIX. That's going to give you the bond you need over this credenza. And then on top of that, pick any color and utilize our Benjamin Moore Advance paint. It's a waterborne alkyd. It's very durable. It comes in a matte finish. Thousands of colors available. So go to your local J.C. Lick store, pick out a color, get to cleaning, get to sanding, get to priming, get to painting.
How long does all that take? Is it a weekend job?
It's a weekend job. It's really you'll be able to first coat everything within a couple hours. You know, you'll be able to prime everything within a couple hours, let that dry, and then the next day or later that day, you can put the first coat of actual paint on.
And how much monetary investment is that? $20, $30?
No, I mean, if it's a credenza, you're getting a quart and a quart. So it's going to cost you $40 maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
And just a lot of your, and just a lot of
Yeah, hours. Just a little elbow grease and, you know, some vision, and that's it. Turn on the radio and you're good to go. Do it on a Saturday, listen to our program.
Yeah. Or download podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? All right, so we got a 708 texter with the paint question. Now that I have converted my back room into an office, which a lot of our listeners have done, and I am working from home, I need a soothing paint color. here you go, Donna. Donna will chime in. Here's where the chartreuse comes in, Donna.
Oh, that's not soothing.
Well, to me it is. Well, chartreuse is. That's why.
Look at his hair.
That's right. Look at my hair. My wife hates this.
I can't imagine why.
It's the same person underneath the hair, same charming personality. I need a soothing paint color to bring a feeling of calm to that room. Any thoughts on colors? Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Should the 708 contact your color lady?
They should contact our color line, absolutely. 630-868-7332. We're there Monday through Friday. But give them a buzz. They'll ask you some preliminary questions, kind of what's going on in the room, what do you got, how much sunlight, how much natural light, all that.
What color is the existing
wood? What color is going on now? What kind of baseboards, doors, everything? We'll get a feel for what's going on, and you know, we'll pick up on your personality as well, and we'll find something to match.
That's why you'd go with red if I called in. 312-981-7200-331.
Red is not calming.
It's very loud and aggressive.
That's why you
it's aggressive.
Shoe fits. That's what it's doing.
Stimulates fighting.
No, it doesn't simulate fighting.
What is magenta? Magenta hair.
That's exactly what it is.
You see Rich Dykes, you're sitting there for a half hour.
Yep.
Not a word.
A zinger out.
What about magenta? 312-981-7200-331.
Because that's the color of your hair.
Now.
No.
It was fire engine. It was Salvation Army red last Thursday. I've got proof. 331. The city just put in new LED street lights, and there is one right outside my bedroom window. Oh, that would suck. Too much light is getting through my shades. The J.C. Licht offer blackout shades.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Any recommendations on ones that block out the light but look stylish as well?
Yeah. Again, these things have come leaps and bounds. Everything's decorative. It's not your grandmother's pull down shade that just blocks the entire light and looks, you know, ugly. So they have all sorts of technology now. Call up our people, shopjclick.com. We do home fashions. So we will come out, give you a free estimate, go through all the choices with you, and see what's fitting, what fits your style.
312-981-7200. It's MegaPro's call and text line. Rich, here's one for you. I have radiant heat, but one room on second floor does not get the water heat. It's been flushed. What does that mean?
Okay, it's obviously has an air block so that the water can't get through the pipe. So it's either an air block or the pipe is frozen.
Okay.
And so we'd have to come out, take a look at it, and take it from there.
Those radiators, back in the day, my grandparents had radiators in their home. And they would paint it.
Sure.
What type of paint? But that's hot. That gets super hot. I've got burn marks as a young lad. Rub it up against it, bang it up against it unintentionally. What paint sticks to a radiator that gets super hot like that?
So, again, I mean, don't do it in the winter when the thing is on and it's extremely hot. It'll dry too fast. It'll get brittle. So don't do that. But do it in the summertime when the things are off. But clean, dry, and dull. And then put 100% acrylic, which is a waterborne paint, on it, and it'll dry, it'll expand with it, and you'll be fine. It's
so
nothing really
no
that special. Nothing really that special, and especially if they've been painted before, you're good to go. Just clean, dry, and dull.
They painted them with the paint that they painted the room with anyway.
Yep.
Right.
Exactly.
So, really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Well, you'll see old radiators with like layer upon layer upon layer of paint.
Yeah, we take them out. When we take them out, we sandblast them.
Do you? Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's the easiest way.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, you just go out, just start pellet blasting them. 312-981-7200. We're going to leave with this. Denise, listening in every Saturday and loving every moment, actively maintaining my best investment, my home.
Mm-hmm. It is.
I love learning something new every week, especially those I can accomplish given my lack of muscle. So there you go. So you, the strongest muscle you got is the one between your ears.
That's right.
And that's why we're here every single weekend, because we like to educate our listeners as to the projects that they could do on their own, and then the other projects that they cannot even try, like installing the air purification system in the cold return. You know, I can, because I'm
cold
a professional. It's a return cold air in my house.
Okay.
But let's not get technical. He likes throwing down the... Oh, you see my Super Bowl ring? See this? All right, you are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. We're going to come back with solar expert Chris Gersh after these messages.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg, Dykstra Home Services, and Donna Sattler. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Home Sweet Home Chicago.
It's my anniversary coming up. My wife, Elise, is on the line. It's been a great run. She's the love of my life.
A great run.
It's been a great 19 years, right? 19? Yeah, 19. 2000.
2001.
All right, I got May 5, right?
You did.
All right, I got a special treat for you, sweetheart, because I love you so much. Right? That's her favorite song.
I got chills, they're multiplying.
Oh.
And I lose control of the power. It's multiplying. It's electrifying.
So,
is
it really your favorite song?
Elise, is that your favorite song?
Well, it really isn't. You're the one
that I want. Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. We're going to go for marriage advice tips to Donna Sattler after the next break. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Chris, how are you, buddy?
You're doing great, David. Thanks for having me, man.
Nah, listen, I've been trying to get a solar guy on, and we were talking about here. Tony's got a ton of solar questions. Rich is like, yeah, I want to talk to that solar guy, you know, next week. It's becoming, what the heck's going on here? Hang on. There
what
we go.
What is that?
I don't know. Just want to make sure everybody's listening. Solar, started out hot, it's still hot, but, let's talk about you. You're a local guy from Rolling Meadows.
Yeah.
That's where my office is.
He graduated the University of Illinois. Hold on, what is? Hang on, Tony.
Is that my phone or something?
I don't know. It might be your pacemaker. 312.
I don't have a pacemaker.
Okay, well maybe you should get one. I think it would help out. 312-981-7200. Chris, you there? Hold on. Is Chris?
Maybe it was Chris's phone.
Chris, you there, buddy? All right, I'll tell you what. We're gonna put Chris on hold. We're gonna figure out
Chris,
I promise to bring you up. We're gonna complete our technical challenges here. 309, David, love you, love your show. Listen for years. Regarding new construction, have you or Donna heard about lumber prices doubling since last September, October. It seems that those type of price increases would put new construction out of the range for many consumers. Thank you. What are your thoughts on that, Donna?
Well, from what I have heard and seen, yes, that is true, that lumber prices are up and lumber is backlogged. I don't know how much they're up. And the second part of that question is, have I seen that it is affecting new construction? Honestly, lumber is not the only component in new construction. So I'm not seeing, you know, you're going to see increase in prices based on the lack of inventory. And I think that's where we're seeing the driving force. And, you know, communities are built with a pricing structure in mind. So I think that they're going to see the same type of increase in prices, and this is just my opinion, as existing family homes.
What about paint?
Paint, again, supply and demand sort of thing. Right. But at this time, we're not going up. But, you know, with getting accessories for painting, that is always a running total. Like, those can go up a few percentage over time at a drop of the hat, depending on, you know, how the supply is and how much it costs to make things. But, you know, when COVID hit, things got shut down. Yeah. You know, factories went down. And, you know, luckily there was enough inventory on hand where it didn't really hit the market too hard, but there's always a possibility. You can only produce so much.
Right. Rich?
We've got price increases coming in January.
Really?
5%.
Because of all the demand?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
That's interesting. And I was talking, we were talking during the break that Apt, you know, with the new home build that mm-hmm. I'm doing, you know, we're buying appliances and everything, and a buddy of mine wanted to get a freezer. So I was going to buy a freezer for him. And sponsor his freezer and all that stuff because he's got a cooking show and whatnot. 12 weeks to get a freezer.
Yeah.
Okay. It's that crazy. Why? More of our listeners are staying at home and doing cooking at home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's all supply and demand. Chris, you there, buddy?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's good. So you pass by the nuclear plant and that's good. Just keep going. So you're a local guy. Graduated from Rolling Meadows. You went to the U of I. You graduated college as a trader, and you started this business in 2012. Talk about why you got into solar.
Yeah, so I was down there trading for Archdane Midland, Maryland, and one of my own trading investor capital for trading energy and currencies. And long story short is 26 was making a great living, but it was kind of, you know, unfulfilling. I wanted to kind of make a difference in the community. My blue collar neighborhood. My dad was a mechanic. Mom was a hairstylist. And I knew I could do something besides just sit behind the screen. So I took that money and invested in a renewable energy company. I was a little early to the punch, but it finally circled around, and we've had a great, last 8 years.
So you started in 12. You've got a commercial side and a residential side. What's the name of your residential side?
The residential is called RxSun, RxSun.com.
And what's the name of the commercial side?
D, with solar. Yeah.
I understand. And what's the name of the commercial side?
It's called Verde Solutions. Verde Solutions. We're just finishing up the project there at the College of Lake County. Big huge commercial project.
Oh, that's you doing that over at CLC?
Yeah, yes, sir. Yep.
All right. You got stuff going on. You got projects going on in 48 states. It says here 1,600 projects on the commercial side. Is solar more dominated on the commercial side than the residential side, or are you starting to see a switch?
And that's strictly just because, usually the call it the bank money, the Wall Street money, they jump in pretty quick if there's an opportunity, and there's tax equity on the federal side and there's state incentives. So they've jumped in a little early on in a big way, but fortunately, residential has come around here to Illinois in the last couple of years.
Now, in 2016, the state of Illinois passed a bill that became law, which is called the Future Energy Jobs Act, that has expired or is going to expire at the end of the year. Can you tell us a little bit about something that why our listeners should be concerned about that?
Yeah, so Future Energy Jobs Act passed in 2016. It was a big push for renewable jobs that Rauner actually threw in there. And long story short is all those incentives that had been, saved up and utilized for that project, they were put into what's called solar renewable energy credits through the adjustable block program that Illinois
Power Association runs that. Long story short is those funds are now totally spent. We've been utilizing those both on the commercial and residential side the last couple of years, and the program has been so popular. It's created over 75,000 jobs, but because of the popularity, they ran out long before legislation could come around to refill the coffers. So
we're going to talk about more about this because you're talking about 75,000 jobs, renewable energy, two very important things that are happening in our country right now. We need jobs and we need renewable energy, and there's no money in the great state of Illinois, which is shocking to everybody that's listening because our state is run so efficiently and so wonderfully. It frosts me. 312-981-7200. We're going to pay some bills. Come back with Chris. Talk about more about solar because I think it's important. We also have Carrie and Sycamore with the refinance question. The text lines are still blowing up. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call and text line. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to pick it back up with Chris, our solar expert. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing all right. Thank you, David.
All right. So let's talk about these solar energy credits. I was talking earlier about the what did I put in there, Rich? The geothermal. And I got a 40% credit back from the federal government for putting in an energy efficiency product in my home, in my new home, and the state used to give up to 26% or 30%, but you're saying that's running out at the end of the year.
Yeah, so actually, for residential, it's already oversubscribed. So for Illinois, if you're thinking about going solar right now, unfortunately, until they pass new legislation, you're going to have to be waiting. It's the state that's so lucrative because it's an actual check that you receive in 4 to 6 months that you can cash. Whereas the federal, it's 26%. It just got extended with the Second CARES Act. It's a dollar-for-dollar credit when you file your taxes. So once it's tax credit, but what's so great about the solar renewable energy credit from Illinois, or SREC for short, is that that's an actual dollar amount that, pays up to 30% of the total system. So out of pocket, you're looking at 40 to 50% of a total, project if it's priced right.
All right, we got it. Hang on. I think this hits home right here. 630. I'm all for renewable energy. However, the initial cost just cannot be recovered to show significant overall savings. Help me if I'm incorrect, Jeff the painter. You want to attack that, Chris?
Ultimately, what's great about it, and if the pricing's right, I think you should look, for an average home, you should be between $24,000 to $34,000 at most, and that's without batteries. You don't need batteries, that's a misconception, but you're looking at a 6 to 8 year payback. Your pricing's good. If it's about 6 to 8 years, it should be around $3 per watt, and I can explain at a later time how that's calculated. But, unfortunately, there's companies that have kind of flown in from either coast, and they're kind of price gouging for a while, and that was sad to see. And it was a major reason why I got into residential versus just, doing commercial. Sometimes more of a headache, but I was, sick and tired of seeing people from out of state rip off our constituents here. It really sucked.
Yeah, I've had people call me and say that they want to come on the show from out of state. I'm like, yeah, no, we're not having any of that. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Here's another 630, and we'll finish it off here, buddy. I have a farm home in Sheboygan County, Wisconsin, second home. Does your guest, you, Chris, who we're talking to, know about the incentives in Wisconsin for solar and wind energy, and do you handle Sheboygan County in Wisconsin?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Wisconsin, Michigan, Illinois, Virginia, and Florida, what we handle. So we energy, absolutely. We definitely take care of that, and we do it turnkey, so you don't have to worry about dealing with your HSHA and the permitting department, and we get electrical and structural stamps for that stuff. Farms are some of our best clients.
Are there any incentives right now up in Wisconsin for our listeners up on the other side of the Cheddar Curtain?
Kilowatt hour price is almost 50% more than ours, so their payback a lot better right now. Right now, it's better to go solar in Wisconsin than it is in Illinois without the Illinois incentives.
All right. What's your phone number if our listeners want to reach out to you?
Yeah, it's 847-962-5327. We have an 800 number on rxn.com that you can go and check out. But, David, friends of yours, friends of the show, I'd be happy to take care of personally. We have our team all set up right here in Chicago, and we'd be happy to have a conversation and answer any questions that they might have.
What's that number again, 847-962-5327. Well, good luck with your legislation, buddy. I hope. I mean, it's not like we don't need it here, sarcastically.
Yes, sir.
I mean, it's a joke.
Yeah. Clean Energy Jobs Act or the Path to 100. There's two bills out there, and there's a lot of sponsors. So please contact your representative and push for those jobs and push to bring those incentives back.
All right. Well, thanks for calling to the show and keep us posted on what's going on, bud. Okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
All right. Happy holidays, my friend. 312-981-7200 out to Sycamore. I went to. I don't know if you know this, Don. I went to Northern Illinois University in DeKalb. Hang on. Go ahead. Yes. Well, you knew that.
Yes, I did.
Harvard of the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie in Sycamore, how can we help you, my friend?
Hey, David. I went to Northern twice. I have a graduate degree and an undergraduate degree.
Oh, Mr. Smarty Pants.
Well, not really. I'm just
Mr. Smarty Pants. I got a graduate degree, David. You just have a bachelor's. Look, take that.
Well, it's in chemistry, and that in 50 cents gets me a cup of coffee.
Well,
but
that's okay. I got a 36 on my ACT. I took it twice and got 218. So how's that? That's the sum of the two times I took it. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I wanted to hammer home something you said that I learned the hard way over the last few months. You were talking about how everything is back ordered. So I had something as simple as my range went out.
Yeah.
And I should have done it a year ago, but I tried to keep it going as long as I could. And they're back ordered until February. And then if you need a tradesman or tradeswoman to come out and do anything like electrical or gas, like moving gas line or something like I had to do, and I also had to redo my electrical just a little bit, simple jobs, they're back ordered until February, March.
Wow.
So if anybody out there needs, I got it done okay, but seriously, this process I started in October, and I got my range and nothing major installed last week. So Anybody out there, if you think that, you know, even if you have a little job, especially something like you need to cook or you need to do your clothes or something, get on the phone and go, you know, check out your stores right now, because it's everybody's at home and everybody's doing work and supply chains for the appliances are backed up. So even if you think it's something not major, you might want to look into it like today if you think it's going to be a problem.
Yeah. So. Well, you called about a refinance question, it says on the screen.
No. I just called to hammer home what you said about that, because it's that's it.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, but we're going to send you some Mr. Floor cleaning products, my friend. So hang tight. 312-981-7200. It's like what you were saying. Prevention, prevention, prevention.
Ounce of prevention.
Yes.
Ounce of prevention. Keep going, because, you know, he said he was putting it off. Then boom.
There you go.
All of a sudden, Christmas Eve, and you don't have a stove.
It takes longer to do.
That's a bummer.
To the point he said, too, to get tradesmen. I mean, we're trying to hire, and we're hiring right now, installers and service people.
Right.
And they're non-existent. So.
Well, they're there.
Yeah.
They just don't want to work for you.
Well,
312, you know. I'm only kidding. No. There's a shortage all over.
Yeah.
Joe's got a shortage. Tommy's got a shortage. Roy's got a shortage. All the trades are looking for workers.
Does this have something to do with that they're making more on unemployment?
I don't think so. Not anymore.
No. In our industry, people are retiring, and there's not any new blood coming into the
because nobody's pushing trade schools anymore.
Right.
Right. Which is a huge disservice
problem
to our younger kids graduating high school. I'm running for school board, by the way, Don.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm running for 225. Watch out. Yeah, and one other thing.
I'm not there.
I'm glad.
Well, because I did graduate from Glenbrook North High School, you know.
It would be a 7-year program for you, but but that's one of the things I want to bring to the forefront.
Yeah,
is that I know we're in a leafy North Shore community, you know, in Northbrook and Glenview and
college
all that.
Is not for everybody.
It's not for everybody. No. And we've got short. Listen, you could graduate high school and go right into an apprentice program, making 50, 60 G's a year with zero student debt.
Exactly.
Okay. And these tradesmen, these union workers are looking for positions to be filled because the older generation is getting out, and there's opportunities for the younger generations to step in with no student debt, get trained on a field that they can make 50 to 60 G's 1 year out of college. And I do a ton of union loans, okay? These gals are making six figures.
Yes.
And even non-union.
Even non-union. Whatever. You learn a trade, painter. You can make a couple $100,000 being a painter. Mm-hmm. 3129, not me, because I'm a horrible painter. 312-981-72. That's his cue. We got to go to news. Kessler's waiting. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. Phone lines are open. MegaPro's phone lines are open. 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break and be back.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Just found out our show is over in about 7 minutes.
Woo!
Due to exciting Northwestern basketball against the Ohio State Buckeyes. So we're going to go to Carl real quick in Jefferson Park. Carl, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for calling. How can we help you?
Hey, listen, I want to give you and MegaPro CEO a shout-out and a thanks. A couple weeks ago, I texted in a question about a gutter estimate I had and some VA loan reverse mortgage questions. And both you guys actually called me back at my house. And, you know, I really appreciate it. That doesn't happen to me these days. So it's really, really great of you guys. Both you guys did good.
Well, amazing.
And you helped me out. You gave me some advice on cleaning up my credit that we can talk about a VA loan or reverse mortgage. So everything's working out. I'm working on that. But say hi to MegaPro Joe, and you guys have happy holidays, okay?
You got it, bud. Hang tight. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product. You see, a funny thing happened. You call the show, ask for some help, and we actually call you back after the show to follow up to make sure that you understood the information that we gave you on the show. And sometimes listeners call in and we can't get to them, or they text in, they can't get to them because the show's moving so fast.
Yeah.
But we do call back after, and thank you for, because you're taking the time to call in. You know, it's the least we could do is to call you back.
We're going to take the time to call you back.
We want to help you. That's what it's all about. Donna, you got 2 minutes.
Well, I'd like to thank you for having me here for the last show of the year. It's been a wonderful year. It's been a challenging year, and we as realtors have stepped up to that challenge. I'm looking forward to a very exciting 2021. Yeah. I think this is going on my 8th or 9th year with the
Feels home. Like it feels like 15.
Feels like 15, but in actuality, it's not been quite that long.
But in all seriousness, thank you for helping out our listeners.
Yeah.
You helped my mom and dad sell their place.
And it's been a great ride. It's been a great ride. It's been a great year in many respects, a kind of a challenging and difficult one in others. And again, I'm looking forward to a great 2021. If you have any thoughts of selling, they're predicting, the experts are predicting anywhere from 2.8 to 7.6 rise in home values over the course of 2021. So if you've got some equity in your home, or even if you don't, it might be a great time to sell right now. So give me a call, 847-651-3300. I'm Donna Sattler with RE/MAX at Home. And thank you, David.
And thank you, Tony DiStefano.
Yeah, building upon that, you know, your home now, put some color into your house, you know?
Yes.
Sick of looking at the same things. Wow. Go out to one of our locations. Again, JC Licht, jclicht.com. We got 41 locations throughout the Chicagoland area. We do all sorts of things besides just painting. We have home fashions. We have color help to get you pointed in the right direction. If you need to, give our color hotline a call, 630-868-7332.
Give that number one more time. Give that, because we got a ton of listeners calling.
Yeah, again, if you're weary about painting and color and which way to go, we have a hotline that we set up when COVID hit
to help those people that didn't want to go into the store. And if you still don't want to go into the store, give our caller hotline a call, 630-868-7332. We're there Monday through Friday. They're going to point you in the right direction, make you feel comfortable with your choices. So then from there, go to your local J.C. Lick store. We'll point you in the right direction, get you a good material. We'll provide you with a painter, credible, reputable painter if you need one, and take it from there.
And your paint is in my new house.
Yes, it is.
There you
And go. You know what, David? I kind of looked at that bucket of paint that you sent me, and I looked at some of the other colors that went into your house as well, and it's very vibrant and looks to have a good feel to it, too.
We like to hear that.
There's some color. There's some color in the Hochberg house.
Yeah.
You know, you know how much input I had in that? Zero.
Zero. It's well, look call. At the color on his head.
That's right.
Yeah, there you go.
Bad choices.
312. Rich Dykstra, for our listeners, what bit of nugget do you want to leave our listeners with?
If just to let you know, if you have no heat, we can take care of you 24 hours, 7 days a week.
That's awesome.
And don't worry about if your furnace does have to be replaced in this cold weather. We'll provide heaters, and we get the heat up and running within hours.
That's awesome.
So your house won't freeze up. Don't be afraid of that.
The trucks come fully stocked with
fully
whatever they
stocked.
Need.
Each service truck carries about 10,000 in inventory.
Wow.
Yeah, we've got a lot of parts on those trucks.
And your son is at the listener's home right now.
He just pulled up now.
He pulled up with the gas leak earlier, with the stage 4 cancer, her husband, and he's going to take care of the challenge and get them heat.
And that'll be a stay tuned for the next time.
Yes.
Yes.
And thank you. I mean, you've helped out a ton of our listeners this year, just like Donna has. I know Tony's new, so thank you on behalf of the listenership as the host of this fine show.
Welcome.
For helping out all of our listeners and always being ready to call in to answer a text or a caller question, even when you're not on. You're always there. You know, I know you're listening. I'm like, hey, call in. I got a text question from 630 I know nothing about. Yep. You're always there to help our listeners out. So thank you with that as well.
And I would expect at least one piece of pecan pie.
you picked the wrong weekend. You got to talk to Pete about that. Fasano pies, the best pies in the. I gained like 4 pounds that show. I had a gigantic slice of blueberry pie and a gigantic slice of pecan. You know what? Why you don't like pecan pie?
I love it.
It's the best. Fasano pie. You go to fasanopies.com and get a pecan pie. And if it's not the best pecan pie, I'll fight you for it. Okay, because I'll tell you what, it's a delicious pecan pie, and it wasn't even hot with a la mode. It was just regular. It was delicious.
Stop it!
I'm like, yeah, I'm gaining 3 pounds just talking about. I'm having a flashback to my sugar overload. And real quick, 773. Can you host a segment with companies, unions hiring for trade apprenticeships? Perhaps some union trade reps. Thanks. Great show. That's a great idea. And we'll take that under advisement.
Oh, that is a great idea.
Going into next year. But I'm going to be pushing that part of my, you know, running. There's 6 people running for 4 spots in District 225 in April. But that's one of the things I'm going to be stressing, that not every high school kid is meant to go to college, and there's instant jobs available upon graduation without loading them up with a ton of student loan debt. All right, so that's my
and a useless degree.
Well,
depending on what they
depending
choose.
Upon what they choose. All right, this has been Home Sweet Home Chicago. I've got another minute. I just want to personally thank all of our listeners. We transitioned the show here last year. This is our first year. I want to thank all the experts that agreed to be part of the show. I thought we've added a huge value to the Chicagoland audience. We've had a ton of fun. We like busting each other's chops. We like laughing, and we like educating our listeners onto the different things there is to know about real estate, which is what it's all about.
Yep.
Okay. We come down every Saturday. We have a real estate show, for God's sakes. If we don't make it fun, people will be falling asleep or driving into embankments, and we don't want that to happen. So I find it as our personal goal to educate and entertain our listeners every single weekend. And I want to, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for making this show so successful this year. And I promise to bring it harder than ever next year. And we'll be back next Saturday. Go Northwestern. Happy, healthy New Year to everybody. And we'll be back next Saturday. Enjoy your holidays, everybody.